The boys are back.
No, the return of Chase. Because Chase died on our last episode.
I resuscitated him. Mouth to mouth.
Dude, can you give me... does Abby enjoy the mouth to mouth?
No.
No. A little bit more now that the beer's gone?
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into your Nevin's Island Podcast of the Week, the weekly show where a bunch of friends gather around a table and bring different topics for your amusement. As always, I am your host, Nick Evans, alongside the second tallest man I know, Jake Frasnelli. Jake, here's what I need for you. I'm going to ask you how your day was. We have Spotify listeners now. They cannot see what you do. Jake, how was your day?
I never respond with a gesture.
You always just go...
I go... which I feel like you can hear.
Sometimes.
But
the last one you could not.
My day, I was up to like 3 studying for a test. Well, like half studying for a test. That was at 10 a.m. And that went like meh.
Yeah.
And then I didn't watch any of my lectures today that I meant to watch.
So just a productive day.
Played Mario Kart.
Yeah. Got after it.
I don't know. It's been kind of a nothing day.
Yeah. All right. Alongside him, we have Superman himself, Josh Steelman. Josh, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Again, kind of a nothing day. Didn't do a whole lot. Went to class, didn't pay attention. went to my next class, also didn't pay attention. Played some COD. That was about it.
What COD?
Modern Warfare.
The fish.
Dude, do you guys like eating fish? Like, is fish a yay or nay?
It's a yay.
I've had sushi with you
yay.
Several times.
It's a yay.
Nay.
I've had
like
sushi
the
with you several degree. Times.
I'm just talking straight up fish.
Like a filet?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, sure.
Hate fish.
What?
Hate them.
Well, if you hate fish so much, then why don't you enjoy eating them?
Boom.
Apologies. I hate fish, and I also hate eating fish, and I also hate looking at fish.
And I also hate...
I don't hate looking at fish. I take that back. Fish are pretty cool to look at, just not to eat.
Yeah, I was like, what about aquariums, dude?
Oh, what about aquariums, dude?
That melodious voice, the person that hates fish! Sir! Chase Edgar. Chase, how you been?
I, at the risk of sounding repetitive, have done absolutely nothing today.
Yeah.
Except sleep.
Fishy.
He's actually been really good until somebody brought up fish.
Troy. Yeah, like, day great, brought up fish. This is the worst day of my entire life.
Dude,
that's
how
what
hard
I like
would
to
it have been to get a frame that was just, like, fit the poster?
So Walmart didn't have any. And so as he just mentioned, we finally, it took us long enough, but we have this amazing, yeah, they'll be able to see it. Boom, there we go. We have this poster of all the people that donated in January. Very thankful for that.
You have that hanging on a thumbtack?
I have it hanging on a thumbtack that you let me borrow without your permission.
So
I don't care about the thumbtacks.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it's a singular thumbtack.
It's holding.
Get command strips.
Four now.
It's
funny story
it's
about thumbtacks. Clear ones keep appearing in our apartment, and I don't know where they're coming from, and I'm very scared that I'm going to step on one.
Totally, none of us have placed them in there. None of the...
I know, because you can't get into my house.
Yeah, sure, we don't know the code.
You don't know the code.
You're right, we don't know the code.
I don't know the code.
Oh, I haven't gone home in years.
I watched you put it in that one time. I know it's the last 4 digits of your social security number, which I also know.
Oh, you mean 3?
But yeah, this is the Nevin's Island Podcast. We just hop into topic one? Just get straight into it?
I don't know, Nick.
Just jump into it?
I don't know. What are you thinking, Nick?
I'm thinking we just hop into it. All right.
Why didn't you just do that instead?
Well,
of
I'm just gonna hop into it. Let's
walk into it.
What if I had said no?
Yeah, then we would just end the show there. And
all right.
I want to go. I'm swim time.
So, my topic is a little bit multifaceted, but first and foremost, Thanos. This is hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
Thanos came to Earth.
What do you mean hypothetical?
Yeah, purely hypothetical.
Yeah.
As opposed to the realistic event of
Thanos. So. Thanos comes to Earth.
He already did come to Earth. How do you think they filmed him?
Right.
Exactly.
Whoa. The first time or the second time?
First time.
He was there twice.
First time. So we're talking about the first time Thanos comes in.
Justice League Thanos or regular Thanos?
So we watched the Justice League a little bit last night, and he came in, and he was like, is that Thanos? We're like, no, that's like one of Thanos' minions. No, and then we were waiting, and then Darkseid came out, and we're like, oh, Jake needs to come out right now and just be like, is that Thanos? And we'd be like, basically, yeah.
I did do that.
So anyways... Thanos comes in, he snaps his fingers. Would you want to survive is the first part of this. Jay Fresnelli.
No.
Why? Is that it?
Just kind of cool.
So in 5 years, you don't want to be on the planet for 5 years.
Am I actually like dead? Or?
No, so you know you're coming back in 5 years.
Well, yeah,
years,
I know, but it's like, am I dead for that time? So like, do I get to confirm or deny all this like religion bullshit?
No.
Is it like an instant like?
You're in the soul stone.
Basically. Okay. So you're like
that wandering. Is not confirmed actually.
Well, so you get snapped. And then you don't realize what's happening, and then immediately the next snap happens, and you're just back into the earth.
Okay, so like, whoa, you're not there for like you're not like just wandering around for 5 years. It's just kind of like a instant like.
Yeah, you're back. You're not
and
like.
I don't age.
You don't age.
Yeah, sure. I'll get snapped.
You'll get snapped, yeah. But you wouldn't want to be around for the next 5 years to see what the hell's happening in the world.
I don't know. That's like five more years in the future that I get to see.
Good way to look at it. Josh, what do you want to get snapped?
So, question. Am I guaranteed to survive the snap even if I don't physically get snapped? Because if you're on an airplane and both of the pilots get snapped, you're screwed.
So you are going... So, you're safe. No matter what, you are safe. Okay. And like,
oh yeah, that'd be tough if you like died as a result.
So, Kevin Feige, the guy who runs Marvel, he was like, when Hulk snapped his fingers back... He snapped it in the sense of, I want everyone to also be safe. That is the, like, canonical thing. Oh, there wasn't somebody in the airplane that, like, died. Those people were just safe on the ground.
Dude, that would suck.
No, yeah, but I'm saying, like, if your what's the pilot?
That's yeah.
Got snapped, and then you died. You didn't get snapped. You just died.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so you don't come back.
Everyone's safe. In this scenario, just everyone's safe. You, no matter what, are safe.
Someone calculated it, and it's like an extra, like, million people die because of, like, other situations like that.
Yeah.
I would choose not
to. That's
actually
how the Suez Canal event happened. the captain just kind of was... He made, like, a slight left, and then he got snapped, and then just drifted. No, we can't do trade.
Yep. So you wouldn't want to get snapped?
I would not want to get snapped. I think it would be interesting to see the world with half the population. It would suck. I would be very sad for the people that didn't make it, but...
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
All right, Chase.
Dude, I am absolutely not getting snapped. I am going on a training arc for those 5 years, man. Those people who got snapped are to come back and like, who is this guy?
Idea. Don't get snapped. Apply for all the new job openings.
True. Well, that's the thing. There's a Falcon and Winter Soldier just premiered, and there's an organization, we don't really know much about them in the first episode.
The Flag Smashers.
And they're just like we actually are happy that we wish the world would go back to the snap.
Before the blip.
Yeah, before the blip. And
everything was at peace.
Yeah, because you do have a crap more job openings. What are you doing with the wheel? All right, he can shenanigans.
For our audio listeners, Jake is really just manhandling the wheel right now.
Yep. And for YouTube people, because you still can't see the wheel. Oh, there it is.
There it is. I'm just nervous. Because by the way, if you're watching this live, we're playing The Last of Us tonight, finishing off the game. Come hang out.
Yeah, Jake, one of the wheel spins is going to be restart the game.
Oh, dude, I could not, and he definitely could not.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be real bad.
Wow, Jake, you're so funny. I wish I had half of your humor.
What did you write?
Nothing.
Don't worry about it. You'll see when it spins the wheel. No.
I think it says Pete is tied. I think it says Pete is tied. I don't know what it would be, but I think it says penis time.
You don't want to know.
But yeah.
It's not TOS. I just hope it doesn't land on that.
I would want
to... attention to the man behind the wheel.
I would want to get snapped. I would just not want to deal with it for a little bit, the world. I would want to, say, like you, go 5 years in the future.
Yeah, but I changed my mind because then I remembered what happened to fucking Agent whatever her name was from WandaVision. How she, like, woke up and her mom was just dead.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah. But also, the thing is, who else, like, got snapped or didn't? Because, like, if I got snapped and y'all three got to, like, live on, that would be the worst. Like, I would want to, one way or another, be with the people I love.
What if you had, like, terminal cancer and then got snapped and then came back and still died, like, a month later?
Then at least you got to... Like, I think having terminal cancer would be the thing that sucks
more.
What
if the snap just cured it?
Yeah.
I guess it could.
Because you bring back everybody safe.
Hey.
If you bring back everybody safe, hey, cancer's not safe.
What if I got brought back in front of a bus?
you were walking the street when you got snapped.
Alright, so now on to the second sort of...
What if I got back... And then voluntarily jumped in front of a bus.
Hey, can I see that marker? Because I need to write names. So now we're going to go and see which one of us actually got snapped. There's a website that does it. Did you get snapped
from the Thanos did nothing wrong subreddit?
I wasn't part of that.
I think I didn't get snapped. I don't remember. I have a Reddit achievement for it.
So there's this website. It's basically didyougetsnapped.com, and it decides whether you were spared or slain by Thanos.
I actually refreshed it first, so that's me.
So the people that are in this room are going to be participating. And then list off people that have been on Nevin's Island content more than once.
Why? Dude, what the fuck? Gwen. That's going to be so many people.
That's not a lot.
It's like 10 people.
Dalton, yeah. I made my contribution. You guys go.
Shane.
Gwen. Shane. Sam. Dalton.
Gwen.
I literally just said that. Oh my god.
Gwen.
Say it again.
It again.
He got you. Get bodied.
All right. I have Nick Chase. Oh, my brother. Because he's been on multiple podcasts. I have Nick, Chase, Jake, Dalton, Shane, Josh, Gwen, Jacob Brooks, Gabe Arena, my brother.
You have Sam on?
Close enough.
Sam.
Come on, man.
I already said Sam.
Didn't hear you, okay?
Anything else coming to mind? We got all the founders on there.
Let me think.
We're not counting Scott, we're not counting Turbo, we're not counting Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah, Turbo, you're safe this time.
I think that this is the list we're going with. All right? Sound good? Okay. So, just going and writing it down. We're going to go, did Nick get snapped?
Yes.
No, I was spared. I'm good. I'm safe.
Uh-oh.
All right. Did Chase get snapped?
Just cross off the names that get snapped.
Oh, that's way easier. You're totally right. Nope, Chase is dead.
That's fine.
Chase is out.
I had a plan for this one too, and I'm gonna come back from the snap and be like,
Who am I?
Yeah, I'm gonna pretend like the snap has like changed me completely. I'm gonna have like an Australian accent and like,
be like pretend to be like completely alive.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Jay Frasnelli, you're up next. Did Jay Frasnelli?
Josh. I'm lower on the list. Nick hates me.
She does.
Jake's
out.
That's what he wanted, though.
All right, Dalton. Did Dalton survive? Dalton survived.
Of course Dalton survived. Me and Dalton. Why would Dalton not survive?
Exactly. Shane McNabb. Does Shane McNabb survive? Nope, Shane's dead. The dead squad is all of our apartment except me. Did Josh Dielman survive? Josh is dead.
Dude, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did Gwen Charles survive? Gwen is dead.
Nick, have fun with Dalton and nobody else.
Did Jacob Brooks survive? Jacob's dead.
Nick's been like missing the refresh. Yeah.
Did Gabe survive? Gabe is dead. Did Connor survive? Me and my brother. My brother's in it.
What's
and then
Dalton, dude?
Sam Ross. Did he survive?
No.
Yes, we get Sam.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck you. Dalton's cool. Fuck you. You're cool.
Statistical anomaly.
Yeah, for the podcast listeners, myself, Dalton, and my brother survived. Chase, Jake, Shane, Josh, Gwen, Jacob, Gabe, and Sam died.
For the people that died,
do you think that the three people that survived would in any way help the Avengers bring you guys back?
No. Dalton would.
Connor
also seems cool.
I think y'all are like, we would deter. We would, like, go and try to help the Avengers, and then we would just, like, get
in.
Dalton would
single-handedly
beat Thanos. Dalton's like,
yeah, Dalton.
You would, like, email Tony Stark and be like, hey, Tony, I'm actually looking for a summer intern.
Dalton doesn't even need the Infinity Gauntlet. He just snaps and everybody's back again.
I'm like, hey, man, I really want to edit videos for you over the summer. I'm like,
you maybe guest star my podcast real quick? We kind of lost a few members.
By the way, we're seeing if we got penis time. No, we got one.
Now it's time, Shooks.
Anyways, but yeah, so of the people that survived, are you good with the people that you died with?
Yeah.
And would you rather be, so does your answer change knowing now what happened?
No,
are you
my
happy
answer
to be dead?
Change, but I definitely am not happy with the people I died with.
What? Who?
Fine, I didn't want to die with you anyway.
I want to die cold and alone.
Too bad. I will hug you to your grave.
You're dying warm and with me.
For me, I'm with my squad, I'm happy I survived.
You're like, you're gonna just kill me during sex or something?
Absolutely not.
All right.
Like a praying mantis.
And just bite his head off.
But yeah, I'm happy I survived. I'm in it. Me, me, Connor, and Dalton, we'd party. We'd have a good time.
I would rather survive than be dead, but I'm fine with that.
Not to get off topic, but I'm going to get off topic real quick. Oh, wow. Me and Nick are hanging out in the common area of our apartment. And I look at Nick and I go, Nick, you know what we need to do? And he just looks up and he goes, party. Wednesday night.
It was like Wednesday at like 4. And we're just like, he just goes, like, what do you want to do? And I like go, wait 3 seconds. I'm like, party. And we lost our mind.
I don't even know what I said. But that, I just felt the need to talk
about that. Bring it up on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Why not? All right. Fun topic. Next topic. Jake Frasinelli, topic number 2. What we got?
Hey, guys. So, we're all familiar with the snack cakes company, Little Debbie's.
Nope. Yep.
Yeah, explain it for the people who aren't familiar.
We're all familiar with the...
I don't know what you're referring to.
So...
The Ravens just signed Sammy Watkins.
They did that a while ago.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not a fan of it. Anyways.
Oh, 46 minutes ago. You can piss off.
Get fucked.
That's a while ago.
Get fucked, Sammy Watkins. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, I know.
Dude.
I can't wait for him to be good the first week of NFL. Yeah,
sports.
And then get like 7 concussions.
Yeah.
Football.
Anyways, Nick, I'd appreciate it if you weren't on your phone during
the
podcast.
I'm looking up the Little Debbie's
hang up and
things.
Hang up and hang out.
You don't
hang
know
up and
by heart?
I don't.
Hang up and hang out.
Hang up and hang out.
Hang up and hang out.
All right. I'm trying.
All right, so Little Debbie's, the snack cakes company. Best Little Debbie's merchandise.
All right.
I personally like their t-shirts.
I'm a
big necklace guy.
I'm coming in hot.
I like your
shorts.
I'm coming in hot. It's between two. Okay. There's the two.
I guarantee cakes. Both of yours are wrong.
You got zebra cakes.
Okay.
And you got cosmic brownies.
Okay.
After that, Swiss rolls, great. Honey buns, not fan favorite.
Fucking oatmeal whatever.
Not so good.
Those are so good.
I
had one right before this. I've never had one before, and I never want to have anything else again.
Those are so good.
You're telling me you're not going with one of those two as number one.
Have you had the zebra Swiss rolls?
Yeah, those slap. Those hit different. But no, I'm going. And if I have to pick one, if I'm going one rest of my life.
Yeah, only one for the rest of your life.
Okay, then the answer is cosmic brownies. That's my childhood.
That's good.
If you ever, there's not a moment where you're like, Nick, you want a cosmic brownie? I will never.
Mine's either cosmic brownies or the oatmeal cream cakes.
All right, so do you guys need help with a list of them?
No,
I don't eat them.
You just don't
so
eat them.
So it does not matter.
Are you not a dessert person, or are you like?
No, I'm a dessert person. Just only when I'm feeling it.
Wow.
I've been bullied.
We do not
don't you
fat
dare.
Shame
don't
on
you
this
dare.
Podcast.
Don't you dare. Get your arm
you
away from me.
You have fat shamed on the... Everyone in this room
has
fat
shamed me on
mine,
this podcast.
Mine was on accident.
Was it?
Are you sure?
I don't believe you. No proof. For those of you listening, Chase just kissed me.
Yeah, I did.
Long and hard.
For those of you watching, you're welcome.
Swiss rolls.
Swiss rolls?
Swiss rolls all the way.
So, like, for me, the Swiss rolls get too sticky.
I think you're eating them wrong, dude.
I really do.
You don't just rub them on your face and now your genitals?
Never want to eat Little Debbie's ever again.
Never mind.
Dude, she's a
next
child.
Question.
She's underage.
She is little. Jinx. Jake, I can't have him not speaking for a podcast.
I mean, he already asked his question. That's all we need him for.
Yeah,
I don't want him to fat shame me anymore.
Yeah. I said, Jake, you're good to go.
Now it's out of spite.
Yeah.
Now I'm giving you the silent treatment.
I'm amazed that I actually have more markers in the bucket.
Think fast.
Oh my God. You said, and I quote, I don't throw things at you on the podcast. There's a podcast where you said that because I listened to it like 2 weeks ago.
This is the only podcast I've been on that Jake has thrown something at.
No, he has thrown.
Or 12 hour streams. But he throws things at me.
Dude, you gotta think faster.
I dodged. I got out of the way.
It hit your head.
If it hits me, you are not going out of
it. It is not TOS. You are not allowed to go and inflict pain on someone.
No, he's throwing it.
Are you hurt?
A little bit.
He's throwing it so fast you can't even see it. It's fine.
Flash.
I don't know. Maybe I'll choose like zebra cakes or something.
Big fast.
Again, doesn't really matter.
Dodged.
Dude, Eric's like, what's happening right
did
now?
That? I thought it just landed on that thing.
It did not. I would show them. Oh, I can show them real quick without it focusing.
Womp.
This marker went and.
Wait, why? Why can't it focus?
Stuck. Because it's our entire announcement plan for the summer.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. But yeah, we're what? Plow? Jinx.
All right. Okay, this is now the Chase topic. Podcast.
It's Chase's. Now it's Chase's topic.
Chase,
what are you thinking?
All right. So my topic here is kind of an interesting one. what? Oh, Nick seems upset.
Oh, thank you. It's just saying my name and being in the room.
Josh.
So it's actually supposed to be Josh's topic next.
Yeah, I know.
If you stuck with the freaking order.
Yeah, that's why we were going to make it
Chase. That's the exclusive right, Chase, reason why it was mine.
Chase, what's your topic?
Oh, no, it has to be Josh.
Fine, Josh.
I don't remember. Chase, you go first.
You can think about it.
No, I know what it was. Okay. I do remember. I just want Chase to go first.
Okay.
What is your favorite board game and why?
That's a good question.
But I have a question.
Yes.
Is Pictionary a board game?
No, it's his question. No.
There is a board with Pictionary.
No, but it's not a board game. It's a game that you can buy in a box, but it's not a board game.
But then, like,
fine, we'll narrow it down. Favorite board game that involves dice.
Pictionary also has dice.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a board?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Pictionary is not a board
game. It doesn't involve pictures.
And favorite game with a dice. Every game, one way or another.
Favorite board game that is a Pictionary.
Okay.
What are the dice used for in Pictionary?
So there's like, in Pictionary you go and you roll the dice and it decides whether it's like an all play or whether you're drawing in like how many spaces, stuff like that.
Pictionary is also just not a board game. Like
it is on a board with dice. How is it not a board game?
Okay, you can't just put a game on a board and then call it a board game.
What do you mean? Oh,
I'm not gonna lie, guys. I have a very, very thin grasp as to what Pictionary is.
It's the game where you go and draw and then people guess what it is.
Yeah, how the fuck is that on a board?
It's a whiteboard.
It's a whiteboard.
So you go and explain Pictionary for dummies. A.K.A. Jake.
Don't play Pictionary in my free time.
So what? You have two dice.
I don't play board games. I just play Monopoly online.
You have two dice.
Oh, I know what my favorite board game is.
Yeah. Freaking chess, yeah. Nerd.
Nope, doesn't involve dice. Sorry.
True.
There you go. Oh,
yeah, I thought about that after I said the dice, and I was like, crap. I can't say chess now.
But it has two dice. One dice is your normal 1 through 6. One dice is like a decision dice. So it tells you what the game is going to be. Whether it be everybody's
allowed to play. I'm not going to lie. I don't care. I'm just Googling Pictionary board and seeing what comes up.
Yeah. All right. It's a board with a bunch of colors.
Is Yahtzee a board game?
No.
Dang.
Dude, Yahtzee's, not involve a board.
Yahtzee
there's
sucks.
A board for Yahtzee.
I'm gonna no, say not. Yahtzee yes, sucks.
Is, dude, you no, like Pictionary and you hate yes, Yahtzee. Not.
Yes, there is.
What do you mean? Pictionary is so much fun. There's been two legitimate fights that have almost happened in my extended family, and both came from Pictionary, and
dude,
they were both
the
in what
is,
the same
what is
weekend.
This board for?
Pictures.
It's to go and
you
tell you
what it
color.
Is.
What?
It's good. Each color has a symbol and like means a different thing.
Yeah.
Big Pictionary fan out there.
Yeah, all right.
This is stupid.
You're stupid. Pictionary is a great game.
All right, fine. Nick says Pictionary.
That's not my answer.
No,
I was asking.
No, we've been talking about Pictionary so much. Moving on. Chase, your turn.
Yahtzee is a board game. I looked
Yahtzee's
it up.
Not
it
a board
says
game.
Board. Yahtzee board game.
I say Yahtzee is not a board
well,
game.
Well, guess what?
Guess what?
Are you it's Google? His question.
It's my question.
Are you Google?
It's my question.
Are you Google?
It's my question.
Okay, all answers have to go through Josh on what is and what is not a
Josh
board game.
Josh just doesn't agree with anyone that nothing's a board game.
Well,
Monopoly
Josh,
is
Josh.
The only board
what's
game.
Board,
that
what's your favorite board game?
My favorite board
Monopoly
game?
Monopoly is a Monopoly on the board game market.
Probably Catan. Ooh. Or the Stitch version of Trouble.
What's the Stitch version of Trouble?
Have you
I know
played
Trouble?
The game Trouble?
Yes.
It's Trouble. Like that, but with Stitch.
What's Stitch?
Lilo and Stitch. You absolute buffoon. Don't talk to me ever again.
Fucking idiot, dude. Holy shit.
So.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh my.
I'm cooing.
I'm getting a phone call.
Dude, is it from someone who's important?
Yes.
I'll answer
you
it.
You can pick it. Not on the podcast.
What's up, Connor?
And tell him they, put him on speaker.
I'm yeah, not tell putting him,
on
in.
Speaker. Put him
tell
on speaker.
Tune in.
What's up, Connor? How's it going?
Is that Connor for real?
Is that Connor
Am
Evans?
Am I busy?
Yes, you are busy.
Yes, I'm busy. I'll call you in like an hour. Alright, peace.
What? Do you need something? Do you need something important?
I don't know. He said, are you busy? And I go, are you busy? And then he heard you yell and he goes, okay, I'll call you back.
by the way,
I really want to go like, no, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, I'm just chill. My answer is Catan also. Freaking love Catan. I'm going Cities and Knights, the expansion. I love it.
I don't play the expansions. I only play the expansion for people.
What's people?
Oh, like you can play with more people.
Sorry, I thought that there was a, like,
I restate my... You absolute buffoon.
Do you want to hear a fun board game story? Doesn't involve dice. Can I tell it?
No.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So there's a time. So consistent with there's a time over quarantine.
As long as it's not his favorite.
Chase and I were up at like 2 a.m. playing Tabletop Simulator. And he was just like beating me at whatever game we played.
Yeah, some game.
And then we played checkers. Because he wouldn't play chess because he knew I was going to beat him.
Yeah.
And he beat me in checkers. And then he was setting it up. And he just filled his back ranks with checker pieces, not alternating. He goes, let me put this one there, and then we put this one there, and then we put this one there. And I just see his little, like, cursor just kind of, like, stop moving and then move off to the side. And he goes, this is not how you play checkers.
I was essentially just setting it up like a chessboard, but for checkers.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Jake is a god at chess.
It's not true.
He's got, like, 600...
You cheated and beat a FIDE master.
Wait, how can you cheat at chess?
Using an engine. He didn't actually cheat.
I didn't. But I beat someone like 200 points above me, and they said I was cheating. And it was
really funny. Yeah. They're just like, how can you cheat? And like, unless you're like, okay, I'm moving my
pieces without you
looking.
Yeah.
Well, it's online, so you're supposed to just use your own head. But some people cheat and use like the help of like an engine
or like a computer
and like to figure out the actual best move.
Yeah, Josh and I have played like 5 games. He's beat me in all of them except for the first one.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Have you guys stalemate ever?
No.
No.
It's a daily game, so it's pretty easy to not stalemate.
Yeah,
fair enough. Just keep moving. Yeah. Oh, and what is like the quickest game of chess that you've ever played that's not bullet chess? Like, I know bullet chess.
Like, time wise?
Yeah.
Blitz?
Not blitz or bullet or
like move numbers?
Let's go move numbers. Sure.
I beat a guy in 2 moves once. I beat my sister in 2 moves once.
I didn't know that was possible.
Have you seen Jay Schlatt and Alexandria Botez?
No, I'm not a nerd.
So basically, yeah, you are. if you move your is it your F pawn? And then your
I think so.
No, yeah, your F and G pawn, and if I move my E pawn, then I can just like swing my queen out and mate you on my second move if I'm black.
Or the bishop.
That's insane.
But too bad you're right, Jake.
And there, I saw a great TikTok that it was just like things that are things that need to be canceled. Chess. The white pieces go first, guys. Coincidence? Yeah. I think not.
I saw there was a lot of chess videos on YouTube getting like auto modded off because of. They say, like, yeah, black is clearly better here. Stuff like that. Or, like, white is winning. stuff like that. So they were getting flagged for...
Chess.
For racism, yeah. And they were getting taken down. And they're like, why is this getting taken down? And they're like, we have no idea. We're trying to work on it.
Yeah. Okay, so Catan or...
Catan or the Stitch version of Trouble.
Trouble's a bomb game.
Trouble, I used to, like... For me, I need a game with a little bit more skill, unless I just want to play, like...
The thing with Trouble is there is some strategy to it, because when you, like, bringing pieces out, deciding which piece to move...
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever played Clue? Candyland?
Clue is good.
Clue's a good one, too.
Clue is good.
Clue's really fun.
Clue, it's got to be the right people, and you got to, like, sort of agree, unless we have a blast, we're only playing one time.
Have you ever played the Haunting at the House on the Hill?
My sister loves that game. She tried to get us to play it. Isn't that like a 4-hour game?
Like, it's like a 2-hour, I'd say.
Yeah. She tried to get us to play it on like Christmas morning one year.
You have to have everyone, like, or if one person doesn't know how to play in a group of like 5 people that do know how to play, you can't play.
Yeah.
Everyone has to have the same experience.
It's Dungeons and Dragons.
Or have you played Scotland Yard?
No.
Scotland Yard's are really fun. I can bring that down. Scotland Yard's really fun.
Okay. Jake the board game nerd over here.
I am a board game nerd. I follow, I'm subscribed to a YouTube account called Shut Up and Sit Down, and it's a board game review channel.
That's hype. Have they reviewed our apartment's favorite game, Skull, or my favorite game, 2 Players?
That is not, it's a, board not a board game. That's not a board game.
If
Yahtzee's not a board game, that's not a
board game. I agree that Yahtzee's a board game.
No.
Then it's not a board game.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
They review Pictionary.
Because
they review games like, what's it called? It's the Total War, like Lord of the Rings version, though, you know what I'm talking about?
Risk? Sure.
It's different. Axis and Allies is also really
Do you guys like Risk?
Yes.
I'm more of an Axis and Allies kind of guy.
Never played Axis and Allies.
I've never played Risk.
It's very fun. Risk, the thing about Risk...
Is it takes so long?
It, well, yes, but also the thing about Risk is... Like, it's not as skill-based. It's pretty much just get the most units.
Yeah.
And place them semi-strategically, but, like, you can just load up your borders.
Yeah.
But games like Diplomacy and Axis and Allies, they're a lot more nuanced, so I like them more.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
Chase, what's your favorite?
Scrabble.
Scrabble's also a really good board.
Does not involve dice, though, so please try again.
I was about to say, like, Chase really does not play by the dice.
Not gonna lie, I don't hate board games, but the amount that I've played them, I do not choose to play them.
Yeah.
Like, the last time I played Monopoly was 5 years ago.
I'm a Monopoly guy. I love it.
Hate Monopoly.
All right, how many houses do you buy?
4 and then hotel up?
Wrong.
Oh, no. Isn't the right one 3?
Yeah, 3 is optimal.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm saying, like, I thought you were asking me, like, the rules would not be.
No,
but I know. I just
like acting really mad when I play Monopoly because I don't actually care. But dude, I just make people.
Oh, you're really mad.
See, I can't act mad because then I trick myself into getting actually mad.
See, I win, so I don't get mad, but other people get mad at me and I don't like that.
The person that. That's actually just Jake acting and then him actually getting mad.
Yeah, exactly.
There's gonna be a day where we just, like, sit down and actually
play board games.
Think fast!
I hate all of you.
I've done nothing wrong.
Except for you, Chase. You're winning.
Well, I didn't do anything wrong. That wasn't my fault.
You served him up for him.
I didn't know he was going to do that.
Yeah, to be fair.
He's a 4-year-old, okay? He's a 4-year-old. You're the worst.
For lack of a better answer, snakes and ladders.
Snakes and ladders? You mean chutes and ladders?
Shut up! There is a snakes and ladders.
There's a snakes and ladders?
But the original is chutes and ladders.
Okay, and snakes and ladders was what I grew up on. Okay, Josh? And I'm sorry if you don't...
You guys ever play Candyland? Candyland?
I literally said that, like, 10 minutes ago.
Did y'all ever play Othello?
No.
It's like Go.
Yes.
It's like Go.
Have you ever played Go?
Yes.
Go's fun. I'm so bad at it.
I played Pokemon Go.
You know who else? You know what else is bad at Go? Pokemon Go to the polls. All right.
On that,
Jinx!
Did you say all right?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, well now...
Anyways, nobody can say he who shall not be named. And it's now my turn. If you're fine with it, Josh.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's now Chase's turn to speak.
Time out. Four letters. Thumbs up.
T4.
T-minus.
Time for Chase.
Time for me.
T-minus 4 seconds until we shut off.
Dr.
Anyways, my question for the fine gentleman today is, for the rest of your life, you can eat 3 places, one for breakfast, one for lunch, and one for dinner. They can't change, and that's where you have to eat for the rest of your life. What three restaurants are you going to?
Because here's the thing. I got to think, like...
Is money.
Because I could eat Waffle House every day, but I don't know if I'd want to eat Waffle House every day. So I don't know. I'd probably want to pick for breakfast. I'd probably go to kind of like a not Fresh on the Plains, but a Fresh on the Plains esque restaurant where it's like you got your greens, some fruit, you can get like Greek yogurt. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a place right now that has that.
That's fair.
Something lighter, you know. Josh, what are you thinking?
I'll take the bad luck. I don't care. So, anyways.
Cracker Barrel for breakfast.
Cracker Barrel's a good one. I'm taking that.
For me, the considerations are it's got to be a deep menu. So, like, you got to have options. I know. Cracker Barrel has everything from breakfast food to, like, steak and grits. Yeah. Like, it's got the
work. Cracker Barrel
also
for
breakfast food.
Yeah. But are you going... For me, Cracker Barrel, I still suck at words.
See, the thing is, you can get fresh fruit at Cracker Barrel, too. So if you're not feeling it, you can just get, like, fresh fruit and a little buttermilk, like, slider or whatever.
Yeah. For me, like, no offense to Cracker Barrel, it's not good enough food. And I assume price is not, like, an issue because we're subjecting ourselves to this crappy food.
Dude, nice.
So I'm...
He says subjecting ourselves to this crappy food, and then Nick's really going to be, like, Taco Bell for the last one.
By the way,
Taco Bell.
No joke, Taco Bell has a deep menu. Thought about it for breakfast.
They really don't.
They have you got your breakfast
tacos.
You got your
thing with tortilla, meat, cheese, lettuce, tomato, and sour cream. Your thing with crunchy tortilla, meat, cheese, lettuce, sour cream, tomato. You got the thing that has cheese, lettuce, sour cream, tomato, meat. That I take off the tomato on this one because I don't like tomatoes, but only when it's in this shape of fucking receptacle. Like, it's all the same food, Nick.
I know, and I like tortilla, meat, cheese.
That's like saying a place that only serves sandwiches has a deep menu. It's all sandwiches, but all of them have the same ingredients, too.
But also,
some of them have meatballs, and some of them have ham.
Not at Taco Bell.
We just said a sandwich place.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying it's if a sandwich place only served the same things, but the difference was, like, the type of bread, and that's
yeah.
it. But that's what Taco Bell is.
All right. So you guys are going to Cracker Barrel, though.
For breakfast.
Breakfast
and Cracker Barrel.
Give me IHOP all day.
IHOP's pretty... That's a respectable one. I thought about IHOP, but it's just pancakes.
They got burgers and stuff there as well.
Yeah, yeah, IHOP, bro.
And they also have a lot of other stuff there as well.
You got burgers.
Right, my answer, I'm taking my favorite. There's a place back home. It's called New Tokyo. It's a hibachi grill. I'm taking that for breakfast.
For breakfast? That would kill me.
Have you ever had...
Hibachi?
Dude, hibachi, next day, anywhere from 4 a.m. when like you're still like late night in it, or like 10 a.m. around that breakfast time, give me something like that. Here's the thing about a hibachi restaurant, because it's the restaurant. You have some sushi in there. You can get sushi in a hibachi restaurant.
Sure.
And then after that, you have all the goodness of your yum-yum sauce on a crap load of steak, fajitas, onions, egg, rice. And if I want to, and I'm at a hibachi restaurant, I can just be like, all right, flip me an egg. But other than that, I'm going for like really good food, and then we'll get to my lunch picking.
All right, guys. I'm feeling for lunch. I'm feeling. Do y'all know what Jay Alexander's is?
No,
I've heard of it.
It's like if Ruth's Chris, but like middle class.
Don't know what that means.
Don't
like
know.
Ruth's Chris is a big steak. Is like a steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay Alexander's is like it's still pretty expensive. I shouldn't say middle class. It's still expensive food, but like if I'm going there, I'm gonna get like a prime rib and some shoestring fries, or like,
yeah,
it's like a fancy Outback, pretty much, but not, or like a fancy Longhorn, you know. It's like not super. You're not paying $50 for a steak, but if you went on a date and paid for your date, it'd probably be like $60.
Yeah,
you know.
So not like crazy steep, but like like crappy food.
Like yeah, and you could get a salad and you'd have fun. You know, you'd be chilling.
Yeah. For me, lunch place. No, that's dinner. Lunch, because here's the thing.
I have a deep menu.
I want to go with like
Nick's definition favorites. Of a deep menu is literally just like having more than four ingredients.
Yeah, true. I just want my favorite foods. Like, and so I would say my top three favorite foods are Mexican food, and then that's dinner. But for my lunch, I'm going with Pizzeria Regina, North End of Massachusetts. You got your pizza, you got your chicken parm. All the Italian food that you need to cover your bases. You got your lasagna. You got enough there. You got your meatball sub. Like, you can get enough there that, like, you're hitting different. So, for me, covering hibachi, and then, yes, Chipotle is my night pick. You got hibachi, one of my all-time favorite, and I could get a fried egg there, which is what, like, if you're, like, something you need the rest of your life, like, two things. Bread and eggs. Those were probably the two things I would pick. And then, hopefully, a meat if it was three. But going hibachi... Then we end that pizza. Everyone loves pizza. You can stylize it 100,000 different ways. And then closing out Chipotle, my favorite food is Mexican food. I can eat tacos every single day of my life. In first semester, I sort of tapped out with the taco truck.
Chipotle doesn't have tacos.
Yeah, they do.
They don't.
They have tacos, bowls, burritos, and then there's like salads.
And the only thing worth the money is the bowls, and sometimes not even.
But no, they're always worth it. You got
the amount of times that I've walked out there and you're eating it, like grimacing, and you're like, "This is not a good day."
But here's the thing: it's like a 1 out of 7 shot.
Dude, it's 1 in 3.
Am I after this? While you go and call Connor back, gonna go to Chipotle because I haven't.
Well, and guess what? You're gonna get bad luck because you broke the jinx.
Uh huh.
Yeah, if I get a car wreck after this podcast, we're posting immediately and be like, Nick died for this, not clickbait. Oh,
this is what happens when you break a jinx.
Yeah, but those are my
Tiger Woods himself around a telephone pole.
Yeah,
he's fine, so you can make the joke.
It's hit by Tiger transit.
All right, so those are my three places. Because you said you jumped in with the Chipotle, I just went for all three.
Sure. So what are you thinking for lunch?
For lunch for me, okay, there's this place back home called Summits. And it is this sports bar type beat. And they've just got everything. Nice. They've got like huge Bavarian pretzels. They've got chicken. They've got burgers. Like pretty much everything that you could want.
Are you a wings guy?
Sorry. Yeah, like wings. Love they got wings as well.
Can I append the questions so that we have breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then you have a dessert place that you can choose? Like sure. Like an ice cream or like a pastry place?
Yeah, we have
because my dessert place, Five Daughters Bakery in Franklin, Tennessee. Oh my God. Holy, I took you there when you were in town. Yeah. Holy shit. Some of the best, like I've been to a lot of places. Some of the best baked goods that I've ever had. They have in-house made jam filled in-house made donuts with freaking blueberry frosting. Oh my God, it's so good. Every time I go home, I have to go there at least 3 times.
My answer for that is really dumb because I'm like, what's my favorite dessert? Cookies. We went over that last podcast. Cookies are my king. And I'm like, who makes the best cookies? And I'm legitimately thinking about
the fucking mall place.
And what mall place?
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
I just thought of something.
Little Debbie.
Christie's Cookies?
I don't know what you're talking about.
But, and no joke, I was like...
It's like the Auntie Anne, but it's like Auntie Anne's in the cookie shop.
You've now said my dessert place.
Oh, nice.
Is it Auntie Anne's?
Auntie Anne's is a good one.
A good soft pretzel, whether it be salty or sweet, just hits different.
So
dude.
Good. They got the pretzel dogs.
Dude, what about the pretzels in Jordan Hare though?
Oh my, true though. Actually,
those kind of
those slap.
But they only have like those pretzels.
Oh, they have the sweet pretzels too.
They have the sweet pretzels. Like one
spot, you can get frosting and cinnamon covered.
I did not know that. For me though, I'm wondering if this is because
like, after you finish half of it, you're like, ugh,
this is so good.
Yeah. I'm wondering if this is a cheat. Yeah, it's your question. It's your rules. For the place that I would want to go, I'm going with my grandmother's house because she makes the best cookies.
It's got to be a restaurant.
What about Walmart? Can I just go to Walmart for dessert? Please. Please, I just want bluebell ice cream.
If there's a McDonald's in the Walmart, you can go to the McDonald's.
No, McDonald's sucks. They never have ice cream. McDonald's is my least favorite restaurant.
Do you know that there's an app?
Like a marble slab or like a Cold Stone.
I think I'm going Cold Stone then.
Marble Slab is so much better than Cold Stone.
I've never had Marble Slab.
Marble Slab's...
Is there one close?
I've never had Cold Stone.
Yes.
Like, how close?
Like, Tiger Town.
Ooh, you know what good ice cream
is? Not right now.
Oh, darn it.
Brewster's.
That was going to be my answer.
Abby's made me go.
That was going to be my answer until I thought of Auntie Anne's. Mm.
Okay, so... I have my lineup all. Cold Stone is my dessert place.
Say dinner.
Yeah,
we skip
dinner.
You have your dessert place. Yours, I'm calling Walmart. I'm breaking your rules. You can go to Walmart if you want to.
Cannot
go to
Walmart. It's not a restaurant.
It's his question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't deserve
your
birthday.
Go to Cold Stone with me. It's a party. Get that birthday cake remix.
What? Have you seen the bit about? Like the best kind of ice cream. I know I've shown you.
Yeah.
His thing for Cold Stone, and he's like, here's the thing about Cold Stone. The people who are working at Cold Stone are on the verge of or in the middle of the worst parts of their life. Like,
facts.
I don't want to walk in and then just see, like, welcome to Cold Stone. I get my daughter back next week.
Yeah, it is. Dude, Cold Stone, growing up, my grandmother.
I'm surprised you didn't say, Dairy Queen for any of yours.
We skipped dinner for me.
Are you going to say Dairy Queen?
Yes.
What's your lineup?
What about the Wendy's Baconator plus...
Whatever.
plus the honey mustard? Yeah.
So my lineup is IHOP for breakfast, Summits for lunch, Dairy Queen for dinner, and then Auntie Anne's for dessert.
And you got Dairy Queen, too, where you can get that ice cream.
Exactly.
That's a good choice. So going with the pretzel place, you got your mainstay dessert of that ice cream.
Yeah.
Pretzels, you get that specialty in there. I respect it.
Well, Dairy Queen also has really good pretzels, though. Almost every single place I have has pretzels except I have.
I'm switching mine up a little bit. I never actually gave a breakfast one. I just gave a vibe. Mercantile Deli in downtown Franklin. Mwah, so good. Very hipster, but it's so good.
So, you're going for a deli for breakfast?
It's called Mercantile Deli.
You're going for a hibachi place for breakfast.
I know, and I'm weird.
It's called Mercantile Deli. It's like, you can get a sandwich, but you could also get, like, you could get a little, like, egg breakfast burrito or a thing of... You could get, like, a...
The old Indian supper.
Yeah.
Choking the chicken, cranking the pepper.
Take me to Mercantile Deli.
So, yeah, Mercantile Deli. Mercantile Deli, downtown Franklin, so good for breakfast. For lunch,
I'm thinking I probably want to go for like a, I might stick with Jay Alexander's because I know they have sushi there too.
You got to cover those bases, man.
Like, yeah, because that's sushi and steak in one, and I feel like that's a pretty valuable pick.
Is it like good sushi though?
It's pretty good sushi.
Yeah, and for me, like sushi is like either good enough or garbage, and there's no like in between.
How do you feel about like Kroger sushi?
Good enough.
Kroger sushi is definitely good enough.
Like and for me,
I feel like people who put like gas station sushi and Kroger sushi are in the same category. No. Have never had.
Same with like Kroger deli, where like it's good enough.
Yeah,
like
I can. And now Pub Subs, Publix deli. I gotta get back in camera.
Damn.
Publix deli. Whew.
So fun story. I was over at a friend's house, and he went and like they were like my buddy's girlfriend worked there. And she was like, hey, we're picking up Pub Subs. I'm like, what's that? And then they're like, it's subs from Publix. I'm like, I'm all right. I don't need one. And then they come in, and by the grace of God, there's an extra one. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, Nick. Like, and I'm like, oh, sure. Like, and I Venmo'd her a couple of bucks for giving me free food. Slapped. It was one of the best foods.
It's like one Firehouse, Subway, Jimmy John's,
Pub Subs. Yeah, like it is a better sub than Jimmy John's, which I would say
by far.
I would say was like my favorite sub place. Yeah. Like sub
place. I like Firehouse.
Dude,
I think Firehouse is just overpriced.
That's very true.
Have you guys ever been to McAllister's?
Oh, McAllister's is good, but McAllister's isn't just a sub place.
Yeah, it's do a deli. Like other stuff. Yeah.
It's a deli.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Publix is a deli.
All right.
Well, yeah, but it's like we're talking about strictly sub.
You have your lineup, I have my lineup. We'll run through them.
I gotta think of an Italian place.
But
Little are you sure? You're finally going to ask me for my lunch place? Gladly. I would love to tell you.
We were going to get to you anyway. Mm. That's better than me normally forgetting about you. Because I've done
one of these days we're going to make it through a podcast and I'm never going to get to say my answer. Because Nick's just going to run through everything.
You should stop saying it when you haven't said your answer.
Exactly. And then right before we end the podcast, just give all of your answers.
Yeah.
That's what I did. But he pointed to me. And so then I was like, well, I got to say something. So, if he didn't point to me, I was just going to let it go.
All right.
So, breakfast, probably Cracker Barrel. Yeah. Good choice. Lunch, I'm going to go La Casona, which is the best Mexican restaurant I've ever eaten at. And then dinner, I'm going to go Chili's.
Dude,
Chili's has a deep menu. Very good food.
Deep menu.
And it's a bit of a meme, so that's just a bonus. What we got for dessert? Dessert? I thought of a place, but then I forgot it.
Okay, ice cream, cookies, pastries, cannoli.
Like donuts.
I don't know.
Oh, my lunch place has a bean cannoli too. So,
ooh, can I do Shipley's as my dessert place?
Sure. I don't know what it is.
It's a donut place.
Oh yeah.
They also serve kolaches, so I could get a kolache for dessert.
That's fine, dude.
By all means. All
right.
My problem with this is my mouth is like I haven't eaten.
I haven't either. I'm also rather hungry, and I still have to swim, so I'm gonna swim and then go eat.
I got my lineup.
Okay.
Mercantile Deli. Downtown Franklin for breakfast. For lunch, Jay Alexander's, you got your steak, you got your sushi, you got like burgers if you want it, you know.
Got it all.
For dinner, Gino's Chicago Deep Dish Pizza in Chicago.
So you're going deep dish.
I'm going deep dish. Because here's the thing, right? Wow. Deep dish pizza is a casserole. I've had this conversation several times. Deep dish pizza is a casserole. By definition, by law, and by God, it is a casserole. However,
but you're agnostic.
I'll be damned. Deep dish pizza slaps. And if I can only eat at one, unless it's like this little fucking place in Italy where they make their own cheese and have olive oil made from olives that are growing out front. You know, it's like, sure, that's better. That's by a million.
I will change your opinion this summer.
All right. I'm sure you will. Mm-hmm. But deep dish pizza freaking slaps. And Gino's, I think, was when I went to Chicago. I think Gino's was probably my favorite. And then dessert place, Five Daughters Bakery in the factory in downtown Franklin. Amazing.
All right. Who has the best lineup? You have to choose somebody else's lineup now. So, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, sure. All right. That's fine. Yeah.
So, you're going with his?
What's your lineup again?
Yeah. So,
you chose me before.
Because I was asking.
Real quick, everybody, I know you just said yours.
Cool.
Or,
you start.
Okay. Starting with Hibachi, then Pizzeria Regina, world famous, then Chipotle, and then rounding it out with Cold Stone.
Okay, mine is starting off with IHOP, then Summit, you got pretty much everything, it's also a sports bar,
dinner, Dairy Queen, got all the ice cream, got all the good stuff. And then Auntie Anne's for dessert.
So good.
I had Cracker Barrel for breakfast, Loca Soda for lunch.
Mexican food.
Chili's for dinner, and then Shipley's for dessert, which is donuts and kolaches if you're feeling that.
So yeah, I got Mercantile Deli, I got Jay Alexander's, I got
Gino's. Jay Alexander's again?
It's like a steakhouse, but also you can get burgers, you can get sushi, you can get some other stuff there. Salad. And then I got
salad.
Because I was
swollen. Yeah, yeah.
Gino's Pizza in Chicago. And Five Daughters Bakery, which is like a pastry shop with some of the best donuts I've ever had. Like jam filled, anything you could ever want. You got scones, fucking pastries. It's great.
All right, where are you heading? Which one of our three restaurants? Go Josh's? Josh, where are you heading? Nice.
I'm also going Jake's.
You sold me with the bacon.
You're going Jake's?
Yeah, I'm going Jake's.
I'm going Josh's. Yeah. Mexican food was the one. I was like, both these guys didn't have Mexican. That was the
key. Yeah, I thought about that, but Chipotle's just not good enough Mexican.
No, but I don't care. I'm like, I just need a Mexican
food. That was actually the inverse of mine. I'm not a big fan of Mexican food, so I'm like...
You're like, with Jake's we both had it, yeah.
I like Mexican food, but it's just... if somebody's like, where do you want to go? I'm usually not going to pick a Mexican place.
Probably the answer is no, you have not.
I will go to a Mexican place. Let, like... Any day of the week.
If somebody says, hey, do you want to go to this Mexican place? I'm usually not going to say no.
Put it that way.
Yeah. That's fair.
However,
Mexican is my favorite type of food, but I won't eat it outside of Texas because it's just trash everywhere.
When we got Chipotle, what was your impression of it?
Chipotle doesn't count as like Mexican for me.
But like,
it's all right. Yeah, it's all right. It's passable. Freebirds is better though.
Where's
Freebirds? Also in Texas, just better Chipotle because they give you more for the same amount of money.
Sounds That's good. How Blue Cup Burrito is.
I'm sure I love that place.
All right. You were finishing a point, but we could close it there.
I forgot what I was saying. It was nothing important.
I'm just a big fan of D's.
Nope. No one say it. No one give them satisfaction.
What's D's?
Well, it's actually this place back home. It's got a lot of breakfast foods. It's
a lot of nuts.
Got biscuits, almonds, peanuts.
Pecans.
Other types of pistachios.
Yeah. Jinx.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been your Nevins Island podcast. If you like that, you can find us over on YouTube at Nevins Island and on Spotify at the Nevins Island podcast. We do a bunch of other shows throughout the week. We stream gaming 3 days a week on Twitch. That is Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. This is only for the people that are watching live, which probably isn't a lot of people, but we will be doing and closing out Jake Frazinelli's last bit of The Last of Us, my favorite game of all time. Tonight, very excited about that. We have only the little announcement. We only have a couple weeks left of content, and then we are taking a 3-week break. There will be an announcement video. There will be a bunch of other stuff along with that. If you want to stay updated on Nevins Island content, the best way to do so is follow myself on Instagram at Nevins Island. Super good place to just know when things are posted, know the schedule, whatever it might be in the week. Ladies and gentlemen, nice to have you. We salute you.